Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time this week. My father will be back next week. He'll be joining me live again. He's on his way back the middle of this week from Alaska. He spent 12 days up there with a group of listeners, and they're having a great time. They're enjoying every day up there. I'm kind of wondering if he'll want to come back. They're having so much fun. So hopefully he'll come back because I know he misses the listeners. And can't wait to be back here and talk with all of you guys next week, give you some more information, and let you know what's going on. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line?
We sure do.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Priscilla from Mass with a question about hollyhocks.
Priscilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I purchased a hollyhock bush at the end of the season sale at one of the local farmers. And when I got it home, it's pink, double, beautiful hollyhock bush. After two or three days, I noticed a white spider under one of the leaves. And I thought, I've never seen one like this. It's as big as your little fingertip, short legs. And it had pink spots that went around the spider. In other words, there was pink line and a break of white and then another pink line. I did kill the spider, but I have not been able to find out from any information I have what kind of a spider it might be.
Now, you actually have me a little stumped here. I haven't heard of one that's, white with pink like that.
Right. I took pictures of it. I'd be happy to mail one to you.
You can, there is a, if you can get onto my father's website at paulparent.com.
Oh, I don't have a computer.
Okay. You could definitely do that. But it is something, it seems like a lot of times when you see a spider that's white, it's not completely developed yet. So it could be something that because you're seeing white and it's very small, it hasn't gotten all the pigment into it yet, and it's just starting to get bigger. As are usually the young spiders. Very small, it could have been like a spider mite that was trying to turn red.
Oh, no, it was bigger than that. I would say it was at least a quarter of an inch wide.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a mite or, just a little.
Okay, yeah.
It was a big puffy ball. And
it's small, but it's big enough to actually be a developed type spider.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things it is, I think it's, a lot of times you'll see just all white on young spiders before they start to get some, the pigment into their skin, that type of thing.
Right.
So it would be hard to actually know exactly what type of spider it is without, seeing it developed a little bit more.
Sure.
That is something
we're not going to see that, that's for sure, because I said I'm getting rid of this because I didn't know if it was one that would mature or have eggs, and then I'd have real problems.
Well, I will tell you, I have seen more spiders this year than normal. It's the perfect conditions for spiders this year with the cool weather, the rain, that type of thing.
Right.
I mean, I've seen them all over the place. It seems to be that spider webs are just popping up, just like It almost feels like every 5 minutes, but it's, you know, it, we inevitably it's not.
Right.
But, you know, you're feeling the webs out there, so this is a perfect year. So, like I said, I think it's, you know, the pigment hasn't gotten into it, so it's kind of hard to really tell what kind it is.
Right.
Obviously, it's not a dangerous one to you. In this area, we don't really have, you know, poisonous spiders. There's the brown recluse spider.
Right.
But that's, you know, a deeper brown. This one is not like that.
No, this is pure white. But it had, you had done a pencil line around it and skipped spots, but it was in pink color.
I hear you. So, you know, if you're, are you concerned that there might be others coming through the plant?
I have checked it daily, and I have not seen any more.
Okay. This might have just been something that when you, you know, you bought it from the garden center, it could have just been on something else. Or, you know, it's just a rarity, that
right.
type of thing. But I don't see it as anything to be worried about, obviously. But, you know, like I said, you know, it's hard to tell without actually seeing if there's, you know, the pigment in it, that type of thing, with what type of spider it is.
Well, offline, could they give me an address? I would send you a picture.
Yeah, we can do that. You can just hang tight, and I'll have, I'll give Tom the address, and we can take a look at it and see what we can
all
do for you.
Very good. I'm from South Dartmouth, near Paydown Village. I'm by the salt water.
Okay. Well, that'll help, too. Give us a little bit of information. And we appreciate it, Priscilla. So just hang tight. And at the next break, I'll give Tom the address for you to send it to. You might have to hang tight for just a couple more minutes, about like 4 or 5 minutes. So just hang tight for me.
I will do that. I appreciate your interest.
All right, we thank you for the phone call, Priscilla. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody up next?
We sure do.
All right, who can we help out today on the Garden Club?
Next up, we've got Gail from Mass with a question about morning glories.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
My friend has planted morning glories, and the vine has done very well, but he's not getting any blooms. He's using an all-purpose fertilizer, and I'm thinking that maybe that's why he's not getting any blooms. What can he do?
An all-purpose fertilizer usually has about the same numbers right after each other, like 10, 10, 10, 20, 20, 20.
Right.
So, I mean, he's really giving it giving a little something to everything there. If you want to try and push some blooms, you want to have the middle number be the heavy number. There's a Miracle-Gro product right now out there called Bloom Booster. It's a, I want to say it's a 10-52-10.
Okay.
So that middle number really helps with the blossoms.
Okay.
So I'd definitely be using that. I wouldn't be too nervous about the plant. It's just one of those years that some of, you know, I see it a lot in vegetables, and I see it a lot with some, like, some morning glories and things like that that aren't flowering as proficiently as they should, or even flowering that much. excuse me. The weather we've been having is just, you know, this cool weather we're having right now is fooling some of the plants. You know, next week we're going to be in the mid to upper 80s. So you might see that morning glory all of a sudden just pop with flowers because, it, you know, it's a summer type annual, you know, biannual perennial type, because sometimes it'll reseed itself and come back year after year most of the times. But, you know, it you could see something, but it, we've had abnormal temperatures. I mean, when I woke up this morning here in Kennebunk up in Maine, it was it said 52 degrees. I mean, usually on August 18th, you can wake up in the morning and you're probably already feeling 60, 70 degrees, maybe even higher depending upon that. But we haven't really had that this year. We've had a lot of cool weather at night. I mean, I'm not complaining. I love that weather. but it's just affecting some of the plants out there. You know, getting some plants figuring out when it, you know, what time of year is this actually? So, you know, that's one of the things, but definitely try to use some Bloom Booster, or you know, there's a couple products out there. It's the middle number that you should be worrying about when it comes to the fertilizer if you're trying to push for flowers.
Okay, all right, okay. I have one other question. He
All right,
has
go ahead.
He has tomato plants, and some of them are really nice. They haven't turned red yet. We don't know why. But he there's about 6 or 7 plants that have ridges that go from the top of the tomato down so that it looks like bubbles from the top to the bottom, and he doesn't know why. What would make...
Well, that... Couple things here. You're not the only one who's waiting on the tomatoes to really turn orange. I put in some tomatoes at the beginning of May at my house. I put in the Sweet 100s. And I have them right now. They're probably about 7.5 feet tall. And there are tomatoes all over it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're green. I haven't gotten one yet.
Wow.
So, you know, it's that type of year. The weather that we've been having is just odd.
Okay, all right.
So don't worry about that one. But the tomatoes with the ridges, it could have a little bit to do with the water from this year, the rain, the moisture, and that type of thing.
Okay.
So he could actually be given that an all-purpose fertilizer, give it a little something every couple of weeks.
Okay.
And we thank you for the phone call, Gail.
Okay.
The phone number
thank
here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth's fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics at a garden center near you. That's Dr. Earth.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are the target of those who would trample the liberties of free men.
The enemy may have changed.
A cold war.
But the threat to our freedom is not. Atlas Survival Shelters are light years beyond those of the past.
The Fallout Shelter is the best defense.
Large, comfortable, secure. The strongest shelters money can buy. It's time you see them at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4BUNKERS. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Gail about tomatoes, and there were some ridges on them, and, you know, it looked like, you know, air pockets, that type of thing. Well, it's you know, it has a lot to do with the weather we've been having, the rain. You know, it's the water is going through the plant and actually translocating into the tomato and making it bigger and it growing, etc. So the ridges are caused by something along those lines. So that's what you could be seeing in the garden, and that's why it's happening. So, you know, Gail, just like I said before, don't worry about the green tomatoes. There's a lot of people out there who have the green tomatoes. I have one bigger tomato plant, and I have gotten one tomato from it. Everything else, like I said, seven and a half feet tall, and there's just green tomatoes. You know, kind of, I know what's going to happen is all of a sudden I'm going to have these four big plants with about 1,000 grape tomatoes to the sweet 100s on there, and I'm not going to know what to do with them. So, you know, it seems like one of those years. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line who we can help out today?
We sure do. Next up, we've got Bill from Mass with a question about grubs.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have grub issues also. My question is, I have to repair the damage. Can I clear it up, reseed, and then apply Milky Spore, or is that the wrong way to go about it?
No, you definitely can be doing that. You know, you probably had, you know, those areas that have really died back, that yep. type of thing. So you really do want to prepare it and reseed, that type of thing. It's a perfect time of year to be doing it.
Yes.
And then you can put the Milky Spore on afterwards. The Milky Spore is...
Even if it's just newly seeded?
Yes. The Milky Spore is a spore that goes into the soil that is looking for grubs. What it does is these spores will actually attack the grub, and then the spores will actually reproduce within the grub. And what will happen is, you know, they'll reproduce in the grub, and when a grub is coming by in the soil, they will jump from that grub to the other and affect that grub, and the spores will go through the system like that.
Okay.
They don't attack, you know, seeds. They don't attack the lawn of any sorts like that.
Good.
They are specifically meant to go towards grubs.
All right.
And like I said, it's an organic way of doing it. The thing about the milky spore is, you know, for best results, you need to do it for 2 straight years in the spring and the fall to get the number of spores up in the soil, to, you know, to have the perfect amount of spores in there to attack the grubs. And then after that, you know, you're going to have to take care of it along the lines. It's not, you know, just do 2 years and then say, all right, I'm done. You know, never going to have a grub again.
Uh-huh.
That's not the case. So, you know, if you put the grubs in right now, if you put the milky spore in right now, just make sure you do it again in the spring. You want to make sure you follow that process.
Okay.
So if you're redoing the entire lawn and, you know, you're rototilling or that type of thing, you know, you're starting on step one. This is 1 of 4. So just make sure, you know, you do 1 now, 1 in the spring, 1 in the fall, and then 1 again in the spring.
Okay.
And I would say it wouldn't even hurt you to do a 5th one just to get the number of spores in there.
All right.
So it's something that you want to do, and you can do at the same time as putting the lawn in.
Okay. Is that a lot of people? Is that a product you can do with a spreader? You can.
Yes, it is a spreader. A lot of people, you know, what they'll do is they'll wait like a week or two to let the seed actually start producing,
mm-hmm.
or what they'll do is they'll put the milky spore down before they put the seed down.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things, anytime I talk with a customer about a lawn, I always, you know, have a little bit of a process. If you're going to put anything down, like a starter fertilizer or anything like that, usually put it down first.
Okay.
Then you'll put the seed down afterwards.
Okay.
Reason being is when you're walking over the fertilizers and that type of thing, it breaks down and helps get into the soil. Whereas the seed, you want to stay on that soil and create a root system, so you're not walking over it as much.
Okay.
All right, we thank you for the phone call, Bill. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes,
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roseanne from New Hampshire with a question about Andromeda.
Roseanne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I have a couple of Andromedas, three of them. They happen to be Dorothy Wycroft. And the leaves get slightly shiny and a little bit, it looks like rust on it. Is that a fungus or is that an insect causing that on the leaves? And what could I spray that with?
Now, it's getting like a bronzy color, did you say? It's not like, it's not looking chlorotic?
No, it's not chlorotic. It doesn't need chelated iron. It looks like little dots of rust.
Okay. Because a lot of times with Andromeda and Pieris and that type of thing, they always have like a lace bug on there that'll create like it, on the top of the plants will create it and make it look chlorotic. And then that'll turn the leaf yellow. So you could have a lace bug on there, but it seems like you might have a rust as well. What I would suggest doing is there's a product from Bayer called 3-in-1. It's an insect disease and miticide. So it's got three products in there. So we can take care of the insects just in case that was the case with the lace bug. Because sometimes after a lace bug will do its thing, you might get some of the bronzy look to it. So just as a precautionary reason, I would use a Bayer 3-in-1. Like I said, it's an insect, disease, and miticide. So it's going to take care of the insects, it's going to take care of fungus or diseases, and then it will take care of mites.
Super.
So yeah. a lot of times you'll see, you know, you'll wonder, well, you know, insects and mites, aren't mites insects? Well, they are, but what they do with this product is this miticide that's in there is more powerful towards the mites, and it'll also do the insects and diseases. So it's a great product. It's like an all-in-one, you know, insect, you know, it'll take care of everything on there. It's kind of like you can use your all-purpose fertilizer. This is like your all-purpose insect and disease control.
Which works great to the systemic, which really works good.
So and this one is a this one's a spray. It comes in three different styles. It comes in, you know, ready to use, just like a Windex bottle type that you can spray over the plants if they're small enough, or you can buy the hose end version. You know, just attach it to the hose and then just spray the Andromedas, or you can get a concentrate, and that's when you would have to use a pump sprayer.
Not
to spray all over. Yeah, you would use it. It would be a concentrate. So it would, you know, you would use X amount per gallon of water.
What's the best items to use for to catch woodchucks that are eating my potato vines out of my ornamental pots to do a have a hot? Is it, we heard apples with salt sprinkled on it, or is that just for porcupines?
You could try that. To be honest with you, I had a customer come into the nursery once, and he said he couldn't catch them for the life of him. And for some reason, I don't remember the exact reason, but he had Doritos, the nacho cheese flavored Doritos, and a have a heart. And he said a woodchuck all of a sudden was in it after that. That could be just, you know, a coincidence. Maybe that woodchuck just had a hankering for, you know, a nacho cheese Dorito.
Yeah.
But you can chew it. They do will eat the fruit. That smell, the sweet smell, once it's in the air, that's what'll bring it to them. That's why you put the salt to preserve it. So you don't want to just take like a, you don't want to take like a full apple. You'll actually want to cut it up a little bit so it actually has that sweet flavor come out.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, that way there's the moisture coming into it. It'll dry up a little bit and actually give a smell, and that's what'll attract it to them.
Oh, good.
But other than that, if you really want to get rid of a woodchuck, I'd say move. That's probably the best way to get rid of them, because the woodchucks, they love eating the potato vine. They love gardens. They love everything like that. So it's hard. But a have a heart trap will definitely do that and make sure you really relocate it in a nice little area, so it can live along in a healthy life.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot. Enjoy your show. Have a good day. Got to go out and plant some more hops. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Enjoy the rest of your day, and it is beautiful out there. And as Louis says at the beginning of each hour, the skies are blue and these red roses, too, and the trees of green. It's getting that way out there. It's getting beautiful, and this week to come is going to be really, really nice. So it's the perfect time to get out there. It's the last week of school vacation. I think, you know, the kids are getting all upset and, you know, they got to go back to school. Maybe they're excited to go see their friends. I know the younger they are, more excited they are. But I think the loud noise that I just heard was the amount of parents excited for their kids to go back in about a week and a half to school. So, you know, it's the last week out there. Get the kids out there during the week and have them help you with the garden. And get out there, forget those video games and that type of thing. It's the last week of vacation, and use them while you can during the week, because when it's school starts, I know weekends are busy when it comes to sports and that type of thing. So get them out in the garden with you, enjoy it. I know it was one of my favorite things to do when I was a kid. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about Brussels sprouts.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. This is the second year I've been trying to grow Brussels sprouts, and they get to be about 12 inches high, and the spread is a little over 12 inches, and they look very healthy, and they have compost around them, and I fed them Dr. Earth, And I think I heard your dad say about a month ago to break the bottom leaves all around. And the Brussels sprouts are smaller than my baby finger. And I don't know what to do.
Now, are you trying to harvest them at this point? Are you waiting till later in the year?
No, waiting till like October, November.
Really? That's interesting because I know my father, I want to say 2 years ago at Christmas Day, mind you, went out into the garden and actually picked Brussels sprouts that were a decent size like that because they love the cool weather like that. So, and you've used the Dr. Earth in there. How often have you used the Dr. Earth fertilizer?
Just once a month.
Okay, so you're following the prescribed, you know, everything that they're talking about. Maybe one thing you can do is on one of the Dr. Earth products, kind of look for one with a number that's heavier in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Because what that does is that'll help produce fruit and blossoms, that type of thing, and uh-huh. It'll help the root system.
Uh-huh.
You know, if Dr. Earth doesn't have one, there is a liquid, a powder that you can create the fertilizer from Miracle-Gro. It's Bloom Booster. I believe it's a 10-52-10, but if you're interested in, you know, the organic by going with Dr. Earth, that type of thing, I'm not as familiar with all of his products, but take a look and see if you can find one that has a heavy middle number, the phosphorus.
Yeah.
That's really going to help with your blossoms and push the fruit that way.
Okay.
So it might not hurt it. The other thing you can do is after this year, at the end of the season, or at the beginning of next season, you know, rototill the garden again and bring in some nice compost like you said you have, mm-hmm. but do it a little bit more and take care of that area and just really, really make that a sweet soil.
Okay.
The other thing you could do is get a soil sample done this fall. Take it mm-hmm. in the area of the garden and, you know, bring it to your local garden center. A lot of times they'll either send it out or they have something right there that they can do. But you want to do that because you want to see what's actually going on in the soil. There could be something going on there, too. It could be a pH problem.
Mm-hmm.
It could be too low. It could be too high, that type of thing.
Cabbages in the next row or some mixed in, and they're doing wonderful, although there are some that are actually rottening, and we don't know why.
Okay, and that could have something to do with the amount of rain that we're having.
Okay.
I've seen that happen this year mm-hmm. for a few plants. But the weather could have an effect on it this year. I would think you would probably see more because it's cooler weather this summer, so that might help produce it for the future. But like you said, you're not going to harvest till October, November, so you do have a little bit more time to be feeding it.
Mm-hmm.
So try to find something with a heavy middle number.
Okay, should the plants be getting taller than
you know, high? I've seen them a couple feet tall, two feet tall.
Yeah, me too.
You know, just make sure you're allowing the air to go in there, just like my father said, to take some of the lower leaves so that the air can go through there and help produce more for it.
Yeah, I've done that.
You know, how close are the plants together?
About 18 inches.
Okay, that, you know, maybe something like the Brussels sprouts, you know, if you see a lot of air going through that, then, you know, you should be fine. Maybe try to get it a little bit more spaced out from there.
Right.
That way they have more room to grow and
mm-hmm.
get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a very, very sunny area, or is it part shade in that spot?
All sun.
Okay. You know, it just could be a little bit of the nutrients getting back into the soil, that type of thing. But, you know, I would highly suggest getting a soil sample done from your garden
mm-hmm.
just to see what's in there. You might need to lime the soil in the spring or this fall and rototill that in.
Okay.
You know, it might be something you need to do. It seems like that could be one of the issues where it's not getting enough nutrients, whereas the other parts of the garden are getting those nutrients. And again, you know, the Brussels sprouts, they last so long in the garden that when the other plants are starting to go away,
right,
they're going to be starting to take some of those nutrients. So just, you know, try to focus a little bit heavier on the middle number for those.
Okay.
All right, Marion, we thank you for the phone call.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back to the phones. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Virginia from Mass with a question about tomatoes.
Virginia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. Our tomatoes that we've had last year and this year in our garden are all cracked on the top. They just look terrible. Just can't seem to get good tomatoes to grow without any cracks.
Well, this year I've seen that on some of mine as well, and it has a lot to do with the it grew quickly from the weather that we had. We had the heat really early, and then we had cool, and then it was hot again, and then it came cool again. So they just popped quickly, and that's what's happening to them. So it's kind of a little bit of a weather effect there. The other thing that could be is a little bit of the soil. Just take a look at the soil and see what's going on there. Fertilize it a little bit and allow it to, you know, be watered the right amount instead of either underwatering or overwatering. Obviously, you can't do anything when it comes to the overwatering if it's raining all the time. But you can take a look at it and see when you need to water it, that type of thing. The other thing that might be happening is you might have a very compact soil under there. So you want to take a look at that, and you could be using a pelletized gypsum to break up the soil under there and help the water go through instead of just sitting there. We thank you for the phone call, Virginia. Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Dr. C's Jungle Juice is a concentrated liquid organic plant food that, when applied, will make your lawn greener and increase your sod strength. Jungle Juice will also help you grow larger and more nutritious vegetables, as well as brighter, healthier flowers. And you can find Dr. C's Jungle Juice at your local garden center or on the internet at www.drc'sgarden.com. Vitamins for your plants. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
22 years ago, a small Canadian company called Environmental Factor decided to protect the earth one lawn at a time. Their research team tested hundreds of new materials and organic products to make your home safe for your family and pets, but gentle on the environment. GrubBuster will give you a lawn and garden free of Japanese beetle grubs, fleas, and cutworms without chemicals. GrubBuster is beneficial nematodes. Mother Nature's natural defense system that works. That's GrubBuster. If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com, or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be joining until the 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour there, and it'll be helping you out with all your gardening questions. My father, Paul, will be back next week, so don't fret. If you've missed him, he will be back. I know he's missed you guys. So again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Margaret from Keene with a question about fertilizer.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Nice to hear you on the radio. I bought some all-purpose plant food by Plantone, and I was wondering, is it good for indoor plants? I'm used to getting plant food that you mix with water.
Okay. Now, what do you want to use it for?
Geraniums, ivies, all kinds of plants that I have, you know, just indoor plants. Swedish. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, and any kind of plants that I have, mostly geraniums, and I have Christmas cactus.
Okay. You know, the products inside, it usually is the best to be using, like the wettable powder, you know, the powder there that creates a liquid.
Yeah.
The best to be doing that for inside, or using like the like an Osmocote or that type of thing for slow release. On the back of the bag of the plant tone, the all-purpose for the Spoma there, it will tell you if you can use it on the indoor houseplants. It's mostly is being used for outside. Because it can slowly release through the soil and then just break down that way. So, you know, double check with the back of the package. But if it were me, I'd really be looking at the liquid forms or like an Osmocote, a slow release. You could be using the Dynamite product in there. And, you know, I know there's some indoor type plants from Dr. Earth. You could look through there. Those are a couple different products that you could use. But the plantone, just double check the package, but I'm pretty sure you're going to want to use that just basically outside.
That's what it says for outside plants, and that's what I was afraid of. I didn't want to use it, and I didn't want to spend the money and then have it not work.
I would definitely use it for outside, and stick with, you know, like I said, something like Dynamite, Osmocote, or you know, some of the Dr. Earth products. They have some indoor products. There's a few out there that you could use that would really work well for you.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call.
We thank you for the phone call, Margaret. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I wanted to just give a little bit of information. I work at a garden center in Peabody called Northeast Nursery. We're right on Route 1. And be there, you know, usually every day. I'm usually there Sunday to Thursday. I can help you out and answer some gardening questions there as well. Going on a little vacation today after this, so won't be there for a couple of days this week. But after that, come and see me. Can help answer your questions. But if you wanted to, you could actually go on to our website, get some information. A lot of the products that we talk about here are actually available on our website. We just launched this this past spring. It's a website called GreatGardenSupply.com. We have a lot of good people there purchasing products to get out to you guys. I do some of the purchasing for it as well. You know, you get a little bit of information out there. It's a great place to go. You can buy pretty much every product here that my father talks about. You can be purchasing there. Great little site. Again, it's GreatGardenSupply.com. It's a division of the company I work for, Northeast Nursery in Peabody. So if you enjoy us there, you can enjoy us online as well. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be heading into the 9 o'clock break here Eastern time. So we'll be hitting you guys back up on the other side of the hour. We've got an hour left, and then my father will be back next week. Like I've said this morning, he will be back Tuesday. And he'll be back in time for next Sunday's show to answer all your gardening questions. So either give me a call or give him a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Join us, you know, live for the next hour. You can go onto the website and listen to some of the old radio shows. Or you can go on there even as well to join his newsletter. Again, 855-660-4261.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.